L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at L-E-G-E-N-D-Z.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Let's dig into the mind behind a murder here. An alleged mind behind a murder. Let's talk about the mind prosecutors believe was behind them. The case against Brian Koberger, we're seeing that might be one of the most behaviorally fascinating sets of details to hit a courtroom in, I don't know, very, very long time. We're digging deeper and deeper into this and finding more and more bizarre correlations. Criminology student accused of quadruple homicide wrote a paper on how to process a murder scene. Could be normal, could be not, and may have used his knowledge to try and get caught, or to not get caught, depending on how you look at it. Joining us, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We got surveillance runs, a tactical mask purchase nearly a year in advance, the knife purchase online, and a guy who's accused of going full digital ghost mode for just the right 2 hours. How much of this behavior is screaming planning versus panic to you? And from your perspective, what stands out most about the mindset behind this kind of operation, if it is one?
Yeah, I definitely didn't see any panic in anything, because again, he doesn't seem to have a pattern in his life of ever panicking. He is a planner, he's a strategist, he's a researcher, he's fixated on things, at least from what we've seen over periods of time. So I think it was all part of that planning process. You know, when I was really looking at this before today, Tony, what really struck me, especially with the planning steps he did, because he's a criminology student and he's studying these things, I really was wondering, you know, at what point he decided to stop studying and start acting. Again, pure conjecture, innocent until proven guilty, but say it is him or someone like him. You know, at what point did it go from fantasy of the study to wanting to take the action? Because I don't know if he actually went to college, went to get his PhD in this to do this act. I think, because again, from what his earlier writings were saying, you know, he's been what looks, again, I'm playing armchair psychologist here because I'm not licensed in it, but just conjecture, doing that deep empathetic dive of what it must look like from his perspective the best we can. He was on a journey in life to try to get some sort of emotional stimulus from anything, from something. And I think some of the glimmers he was getting, plus some of the validation he was getting from his undergraduate studies in criminology, were his potential only glimpses in getting some sort of emotional rush or rise that helped him feel a bit better about himself. Mm-hmm. And so as he kept going down that road, I think, you know, you start that escalation of, well, let me try to do this.
Yeah.
I really need a little bit more. Let me try to do it a little bit more. So there's an, it's like with everything, there's an escalation. There, you know, people don't start out just killing someone. There's an escalation of violence and an action that's an impetus. And I think we have obviously the same thing here. There's a fantasy going on that started on this path. And I'm just curious at what point it went from fantasy to action. Don't know whether it was actually from buying a K-bar online or buying the mask, or was that just something he wanted to see what it looked like to buy, mm-hmm. to experiment with, to look at, and then see what I mean? I'm really curious in his mind when that transition, you know, happened and it just flipped the switch, or was it a gray, slow transition? I don't know.
He seems to be someone who had a lot of difficulty finding emotion or feeling in general, from, again, this conjecture based on what we've seen out there and what he's even said in his own writings on those blogs, allegedly. And then when he gets into college and he's doing his research studies, the questions that he asked in some of those papers, I think a lot of people found to be interesting. If you're just looking at it from any perspective of someone who's studying criminal behavior and psychology, they wouldn't be that big of red flags. But then you go into context of what he's accused of doing, it's like he was trying to learn how to feel when committing a crime, or if he were to commit a crime. And it makes you then wonder, those responses he was getting back from people, you know, was that a catalyst? Was that something where he was really feeling something, feeling it through somebody else, this sort of dark behavior, doing this sort of thing? And then was that the switch? Was that what flipped for him to go, well, I really want to feel this, because he was getting such a joy, or whatever it would be, out of this sort of research and looking into humans who have done this before and discovering, maybe he's got a penchant for this as well.
It could be. I can't remember the exact name of the case, but I covered a case about 2 years ago. That was a South Korean case, actually. And it was a female, and this female South Korean had committed murder. Cold-blooded mm-hmm. murder of this person. And I remember when they interviewed her, she admitted to the murder. And she said that she was studying criminology and wondered what it would feel like to murder someone. She literally said it just like that. And she's convicted. Again, I could probably pull up the name and say it to you.
What a broken brain, as you would say. I mean, that is
broken brain and total, you know, psychopathy, because lack of empathy for the action. Mm-hmm. They wanted to see and experience what it felt like to murder someone. Yeah. I think, you know, conjecture on this one, you know, with serial killers in general, is like, you know, there's an escalation there to see what it would feel like. He definitely seems to be a patient individual and patient person. So long-term planning, you know, relating it to the world of spies, which I worked within, mm-hmm. individuals that are eventually come to our side and commit espionage on, you know, against their home country and work for us. It's never, ever been on a whim. They've actually planned that first move and overture towards us for decades in some cases. Lots of planning, lots of establishing behavior patterns so it could be hidden in plain sight from their own people. I mean, there's so many parallels. That's why my world, which I originated from in counterintelligence, mm-hmm. to here, is extremely congruent, because it's all about understanding, watching, observing, and predicting from behavior patterns of others.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, humans are humans at the end of the day.
Yes, they are.
And they're interesting. I want to talk about this. I sent it to you the other day when I was on vacation. I was sitting on a cruise ship going, oh my God, I think I found something. And
For those watching, yeah. Tony and I keep texting each other, even on vacation, these cases.
We do. It's like, I love it. It's like my daughter's out playing. I'm like, let's look into Koberger more. So I did that, and this is what I came up with, and I even dug a little bit deeper after this and found more weird correlations. And again, this is conjecture, but it gets really creepy, especially too when you take it in line with the Papa Rogers posts that many believe were him. online prior to the arrest. That was the posting, and the profile looked like Koberger, but it was an artistic rendition of a old military individual. And he knew many aspects of the case that nobody else did, including the knife sheath, before any of that was public. So it made people believe this might be him taunting the media, taunting the public, and thinking he's smarter than the room. Because I think most of his life, he felt like he wasn't, or maybe he did think he was, but nobody understood him or saw it for what they should have in his mind. And that's where that began, but I also think that's where this ties into. What we have here, if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're not, go check it out. We have an image, the image of him in the shower, which I think is important, the setting, the shower, with the big, with the white shirt buttoned up to the top to like a very extreme level. It looks awkward. And then next to it, images from American Psycho, and the character there in basically a white, it's not a suit, it's a like a smock type thing that he was putting on to. Oh, holy shit, look at this one. The blood. Everybody's like, why didn't, did he do this? Did he do the, that? And is that a nod to that too, of not getting the blood on him? Anyway, the character in the movie looks a lot like him and is wearing very similar type outfit, very clean looking. And then you also have the movie Psycho as well, which he's in the shower with this picture. And, you know, the main shower scene there is that as well. Both movies have the word psycho in it. Both have characters that I would say, you know, a little reminiscent of Koberger from what we know. Norman Bates, I don't think a far cry. And American Psycho as well. What's your thoughts on all this? Is this a big F you to the world, thinking that he's not going to get caught and he's in plain sight and he's doing the thumbs up in the shower? And this is a total nod to those movies that may have inspired him and then the actions that he may have taken.
Maybe.
Maybe. So I'm getting excited about it, but I know.
I know. But so I'm going to throw, I'll do two things. I'll throw a wet towel on it first, and then I'll say maybe on the other.
Okay.
So anytime we see things like this, as a human being, as our species does, we try to find patterns that may or may not be there.
Sure.
So because we have confirmation bias that weighs in on this. And so we start looking for patterns and try to create patterns that may or may not exist. And so that's my wet blanket. But on the other side, what I'm hoping for when we see the prosecution come out or through the search returns is that there'll be evidence and data points that support what it is you're saying. Because it makes total sense, you know, from my looking at it as well. Whoa, wow, that's some pretty big shit right there. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do, though, is to support that with data. And so one way we could do that, there's a couple cases I covered that dealt with psychopathy in individuals, and an individual that actually became extremely fixated. This guy was a psychopath diagnosed by one of my clinicians on my team. And he was, instead of killing people as part of his psychopathy, he was bilking people, innocent people, out of billions of dollars. And one of the things that he would do is to kind of get that emotional rush from situations, he would actually have $1 million in cash in a suitcase, walk into a dive bar, get falling down drunk, and you put that suitcase right by the door to see if anyone would steal and walk out with it. And no one had any idea it was $1 million. And that's what he was doing, part of his need for emotional response and simulation. The only thing they found, though, in his apartment, this was the type of guy that had, it was complete empty shell, nothing in the apartment, but he modeled himself after Catch Me If You Can, the movie. Mm-hmm. And so when we went to the interview strategy of him, when psychopathy, you're only dealing with grandiosity because that's their only motivation, is to be better than, to be grander and have this greater narrative than everyone else that we see with these serial killers, is that we use that as a lever of influence to, when we had a conversation with him, it's like, you'll never be as good as, what was the guy's name? And Catch Me If You Can. Abagnale.
Okay.
Abagnale is the actual, you know, the actor was Caprio, but Frank Abagnale was actually the actual real person behind Catch Me If You Can. And so we actually used grandiosity and referenced him when interviewing him. So take that long narrative I just gave, my apologies for that, and now apply to this situation, I'd be very curious is if they ever found any data points, streaming the videos in the house, or researching of those things, images or anything else that actually would then validate the things we're seeing here. That's what I'd be looking for.
That was the next question I had, and I texted you that day too, because I'm like, all of a sudden, all these spiders are coming off of this one idea. And it was, did they look through? I mean, obviously they went through the house and they took all the stuff, but you know, that's a lot of stuff. I don't know. I was thinking there'd be a lot of stuff to go through. I don't know. You had said there's probably not a lot. It's, you know, he seems to be kind of like that. Just kind of simplistic.
And I apologize to interrupt. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. I mean, when we look at the Rex Heuerman case, you know, Long Island Murder, oh my God, the guy's a hoarder. So that's like a nightmare.
But my wondering was, you know, what if, does he have the book? Does he have American Psycho? Does he have the movie? Does he have a DVD? Does he have a VHS of it or whatever? You know, and is there anything in that? Like, is that, you know, is that something, you know, kind of his own, you know, little Bible, if you will, where sometimes people will mark things up or put certain things with it because it reminds them of a certain idea or thing. I'm wondering if they find anything, if in fact, again, this is just 1,000% conjecture. We don't know if he owned American Psycho or Psycho or anything like that, but I'm wondering if they did find that, if they found anything with it that would also then show, oh, look at this.
I would imagine, so the way I would be doing this, if I was doing a search, and I'm sure these people are doing the same thing, anything that kind of pops up in your viewpoint of what you're collecting rings true to violent crime or things like that, including movies that your eyes, because remember, when you're doing searches and seizures, you're going in with a confirmation bias. You're trying to confirm the things that you've been told to look for. And that's going to be one of the things they're going to be told to look for, is look for any kind of violent references on social media, on tapes, videos, DVDs, streaming services, whatever it is. And so I would, as an investigator, I'm pretty sure that would stand out to them and they would collect that and you'd have an overlay. So the way I'm thinking about this in my mind, if our conjecture is accurate and this is a play on what he exposed to Psycho, that will come out in prosecution because it will be there if it was. If it's not there and they did all those searches, then I think we just have our own confirmation bias. But yeah, I'm kind of predicting, I'm thinking they're probably going to find something like that.
I'm wondering because it's strong. It is strong. There's so many references that you can pull out of that one picture because it's such a weird picture of him in the shower with the thumbs. Like, why? Why is that picture even taken?
So exactly the point. So granted, I threw that wet blanket on it looking for data points, but now we look at the arc. What would inspire someone to take this photo? It stands out. Now, granted, last chat, I commented, wow, this is the only time he smiled before that we've seen. And as in a response, people threw out, you know, there's and like maybe three other photos I saw of him smiling in different situations, which looked a bit more forced for the social environment he was in those moments. Again, I'm not defending or not defending, because there were a very few other data points of him smiling. But when have we seen anyone? Have you taken a picture in your shower with a shirt like that?
No.
Have you known anyone else in your life that has ever done that?
No, not at all.
So it's such a deviation from what a normal human being would do. That we've seen in our experience. Again, I've covered these cases with you. I've never seen that before. That stands out. So again, you ask yourself, from his perspective, what would inspire you to want to take this picture?
Yeah. And it makes you wonder, because it's not like this is a picture where he's going out for dinner on a hot date or something. He's like, all right, I'm going to look real creepy in this white shirt and it's not going to work out.
He came off of a really long, bad night.
Yes, exactly.
And hadn't seen sunlight for about a year.
Oh, it's very vampire-ish. But it's so bizarre. And then for what we're learning now, and I don't know the timestamp on this, if this was taken before or after, but that he went to some locations. I think Costco was one of them, and there was another. I don't have it in front of me. And people are wondering, you know, was he disposing of evidence over in some dumpsters or something and dressed like this? It was really creepy to come across this photo and kind of the correlations there. And again, it could be complete confirmation bias because we're so damn into this. But I don't know. I think there's something to it, because that photo doesn't make any sense as why'd you take it. And the setting of it, everything, it seems it's playing games. And as we know, a lot of people like this like to play games, and they like to have their messages be decoded, or if not even know that they're messages. I'm wondering if this is one of those.
Well, and let's just look at this from a behavior pattern. So you said you saw, and I saw it too, you know, the trips to Costco. Mm-hmm. We see this photo. All right, so if it's not what conjecture we have it is, have it as, what is it? Yeah. So in other words, how many other times did he go to Costco? How many other photos does he have taking these shirts? How many other photos does he have in a bathroom next to a shower stall, you know, throughout the course of his life? How many photos did he do selfies smiling? I mean, so again, if you're going to say that this was just part of his normal everyday activities, going to Costco at this time of day, taking these photos, okay, it's part of his normal activity. Show me the pattern of his normal activity where this falls in the line of.
Yeah. Is there a lot of selfies on his phone that look like this, or is this kind of a standout one?
All right. So you're looking for you're looking for data points that can show consistency. And if it's inconsistent with those patterns, that's when you say, what was going on different that day or that small period of time that was incongruent with the other patterns in life? And when you align it with that, and then you have other evidence that topples on top of it, like DNA, touch DNA on a knife sheath, you're like, of course.
Yeah. There's a lot piling up, and it's getting far more damning, cleaning, changing the car plates. We're learning about more video evidence showing the car in the general area of the house that night. It's stacking up. And I know Ann Taylor knows all this. She has everything there. The walls are closing in. I'm just wondering how much further, what else they can do on this, or what they're going to be arguing.
So interesting on that too. We haven't heard much from Ann Taylor lately, have we?
No.
I think she's run out.
I think
the last play with was autism, and she's run out. And again, from the very beginning, we're like, why is prosecution not fighting back on these things? And our conjecture was because they have a lot of stuff we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting the trickles, and every trickle we're getting, we're like, oh my.
There's a lot.
A lot. Oh my.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.